Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, I'm Libby King. I am with Prove It, a pure therapeutic ketone supplement.
Awesome. And my name is Drew Pemberton. I am the online marketing specialist for the Residual Income Pros.
Yeah. Why don't you, come on, you do other stuff.
Yeah.
You're the producer for?
Yeah, I work on a few different products. Projects. I work with Life in Purple. It's a women's empowerment podcast. And Laura Sprague is a host, and she is just awesome. We're 40 plus episodes in, and
yeah.
We are running.
Yeah, that's it. Cool.
Awesome.
All right, so you get to get thrown to the wolves first, Sherry. So tell us about what you do.
So one of the things that I do is in starting with human resources is okay. To be able to provide for small and mid-sized businesses, those that can't afford a full-time HR person, it's really to be able to provide an individualized service beyond just payroll and benefits. So while I don't do those payroll and benefits, what I do is helping them find the right person, keep the right person, and then if that person isn't right, transition them out with dignity and respect.
And let's face it, there's a lot of people that can't afford a full-time HR person, right?
Exactly.
Or even want to deal with a full-time HR person.
Exactly.
That's like one of the bad words in business, right?
It is not one of the best professions, but at the same time, your people are your most valuable asset.
Yeah.
They really are. They can make or break your brand for your company.
So how did you come to this revelation of this sort of part-time thing?
I've been doing HR for over 15 years for primarily large companies. And in talking to a lot of small business owners, what they said was, I want to be able to run my business. And what I don't want to have to do is deal with the people sometimes. So that's where the revelation came from, is being able to help those people achieve what they want to achieve and give them the opportunity to run their business.
And you realized that you could do that on a part-time basis and still affect a lot more people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. So talk to me about being a client with you. When you said dealing with the people, so are you actually like you're the one that's going in and talking to people and handling sort of those difficult situations?
So as a consultant, it really depends on what the business owner wants. There are some times where I work with the employee themselves. I've had employees just call me directly and say, hey, I've got an issue with the boss. We talk through it. There are other times where I coach the owner, the manager, whoever else it is, on how to deal with that situation.
Yeah.
So it really is consumer driven, so to speak.
So let me ask you a question, because I'm a one guy business with Pensacola Business Radio. Libby, you're a one person business, right? And Drew, you're kind of a one person business, right?
Yep.
So how does HR fit into that, or does it?
It can, depending on really as soon as you're ready to start growing. That's where I would come in. Because I help you ask the right questions before you bring that, especially if you're bringing one other person in, that's half of your business right there.
Yeah.
So helping you ask the right questions, it's not just about their knowledge, skills, and abilities, but it's whether they match your vision, your mission, your values, and your culture.
Very cool. All right. So what's your strategy for you and your business? Are you a one-person business?
I am a one-person business.
All right. Okay. So let's talk about your strategy.
So it's helping them, again, not only bring the right person on, but also helping them create what I call sustainable employee engagement. That means that once you get that right person, you want to keep them there. You want to keep them engaged, and you want to have some type of systems in place so that it's when you walk out the door, you know your business is still going to run.
Yeah, because it's a lot of money to hire people and train them, isn't it?
Right.
It's one of the largest costs, I think, with companies.
Yeah. For most companies, personnel cost is going to cost you the most.
All right. So what type of applicant questions are the best to ask? And what's even legal these days? Because I know that changes like every month, doesn't it?
It does change every month. And the best questions are always going to be work related. Obviously, you don't want to ask.
Preferably. Yeah.
There's a lot of those illegal questions. But what I get into more is what I call behavioral-based questions. And behavioral-based questions are going to be those, tell me about a time when you did
this.
But if you ask for specifics, you're really going to get to know that person, and they can't just fluff their way through an interview.
Sure, yeah.
There are a lot of interview trainers out there actually do that as well. And we can teach someone how to answer those, what would you do if? But if you say, what would you do when this happened? It's a lot harder to get through it if you haven't actually experienced that before.
Yeah. And then I guess if you have experienced some of the, their character traits comes out real quick, doesn't it?
Right. It's a lot easier to identify red flags in a conversation than it is when you're just asking them, okay, if I gave you this pen, sell it to me.
Yeah. That's a great movie, by the way. Great movie. Okay. So just as much as you're dealing with employers, you're probably dealing a lot with employees too, aren't you? So you've probably got an inside track on the things that employees want.
Don't know if it's so much an inside track. I think it's what everyone wants from whatever job that they're doing. And it's the acronym is MAP, Mastery, Autonomy, and Purpose. You want to be able to master new skills. You want to be able to learn new things. You want to be able to say, hey, look what I did. The autonomy is being able to give someone the autonomy to make a decision so that it becomes their decision, their responsibility.
Yeah.
And then the purpose is for any of us. Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Yeah.
So as an employee, if you provide those three things, they are typically going to excel and produce for you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So if I'm going to bring on an employee and expand my business, what are some of the things that I need to make sure are in place or getting get in place prior to even having that first interview?
So the first thing that I would do is having a structure for what they're going to do. Orientation first. The first couple of days are absolutely critical. The majority of employees, especially millennials, will make their decision, if not the first day, within the first 3 days of being at the job, if they're going to stay there. The second thing is having an onboarding program. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the orientation, it's really having a structure so that they come in and they have those things. What am I going to learn? What type of autonomy am I going to be given? And why in the world am I doing this job?
So how do you, what do you recommend to facilitate something like that? Because I know if you followed me for 3 days, you'd either A, be totally addicted to the wackiness that happens in the entrepreneurial world and like be like totally on board, or you'd look at me and go, dude, you are crazy and I'm out.
Right. So before you even hire them, actually having them observe you do that job.
Yeah.
Because during that observation, they're able to say, oh, yes, that is for me, or, oh, no.
Right.
There's no way in the world.
Is that legal to have somebody observe across the board? Because I know there's some industries you can't get into because of, I guess, safety issues and stuff.
As long as it is voluntary and as long as you maintain any of the safety regulations that are out there. If you were going to, say, a plant to go work in a manufacturing facility, they do tours all the time. That would allow you to be able to say, okay, could I work in this type of noise level? Could I work?
Can I wear that ugly blue hairnet?
Right.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. So I came from the culinary world in the healthcare. We had to wear those. So I can say that.
Right. But you would want someone to at least look if they were going into a restaurant and they've never been in the back part of a restaurant to be able to experience the heat, the chaos, and everything else that's going on.
Yeah. And it's a lot. Mm-hmm. They built a whole brand on it. It's awesome. So do you find that a lot of companies don't have this stuff set up or probably need improvement in it?
I would say most companies may have some, but they keep it so dry. I sat through an orientation last year and almost fell asleep myself. And my job was to help improve that orientation where what they do is they go through and say, here's the manual, read it. Or they read it out loud to them. Mm-hmm. And they're not really getting into the basics. It's the best way of describing it is like if you were to buy a car.
Yeah.
The beginning stages, we want to show you, hey, here's how cool the car is, or the company.
Right. Give me the keys. We're definitely going to test drive this bad boy.
Here's all the features. Here's what seat you're going to be in. You may not be in the driver's seat, but you're going to be in the passenger seat. Here's how it works.
Yeah.
So that's the beginning stages of providing that groundwork, providing a foundation for them beyond just the, here's your benefits, here's your manual, sign
off. Right. Call this number when something messes up, right? Which ends up being your desk, doesn't it? Okay, so let's talk about onboarding because you hit on that a little bit. I know the last large company that I worked for did a fantastic job onboarding, so much so that I didn't even get into the facility and have my feet on the ground first day of work until almost a month and a half after being hired because of the onboarding process. And I don't think people really understand the difference between orientation and onboarding.
Right. Orientation is really the very beginning stages. It's here's what the company is, here's what can get you in trouble, that type of thing. The onboarding is more about the journey. It's here's what you're you're back in the car again. Mm-hmm. Here's the journey that you're going to be taking. Think of it like a Google map. The Google map is going to show you what turns to make,
right,
what path you're going to be on, as well as here's some of the destination points along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then redirect you when you get off course, right?
Absolutely.
So, where do you help people design these kinds of things, like the onboarding processes and stuff for each individual company?
I do. And then if for some reason it's way beyond that, I do have a couple of friends who are trainers who also can do some of the more complicated programs.
Like what?
So getting more into the training piece,
yeah,
of it.
Okay.
So if there's specific things that need to be included as part of that onboarding, right, program, then it would be training of, okay, you need to be able to do A, B, C, D, E, F.
Right.
Here's when to do G, here's when not to do G, that type of thing.
And do you find, is onboarding sort of a specific to the, each department, or is it a real general thing company-wise, or can it be both?
It is more specific to the department and to the job itself. So while you can have a generalized onboarding program, it's really going to be tailor-made for you.
Yeah.
What is your journey going to look like? How are you going to know when you're reaching the critical steps? How are you going to know that you're being productive and that you're on the right path?
Yeah. So here's another question that always pops in my mind. What if, and maybe I'm not able to make this decision for myself, like speaking scenario wise, but what if I'm not a good teacher? Like, what if I'm not the guy to help facilitate that onboarding process? Because that's got to be just as important, right?
Absolutely. And so ideally we'll have a structure for you that you're going to be able to follow, where it does have points A, B, C all the way through. But at the same time, if you're not that person, then we find someone else within the company, or we bring someone in from the outside who can help guide that person and coaching you with your skills so that you get better. That's part of your mass, you know, being, yeah, able to master a new skill.
Keeping you out of hot water, right?
Right. Being able to teach you how to master a new skill will help you and your professional development.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. So, let's talk about, you've got a huge wellness piece to what you do, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Cause I'm a meat eater and you said you do mostly vegan. We were just talking about food and all of that. So I know you have some insight here.
Yeah. It's one of those type of things where, again, you get the person in, and if all you're doing is helping increase their knowledge and you're not addressing everything else, their physical, emotional, mental, even financial wellness, then it's almost as if you're bringing in a robot without caring about them. When they see that you care about them enough to make sure that they're healthy, they're going to be healthier, they're going to be happier, and they're going to be more productive. There are studies out there that have shown that a healthier, happier employee leads to a minimum of 12% increase in their productivity.
Yeah.
That's a huge amount depending on the industry that you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. 12% of a million's a lot, yes. Right? Yeah. Okay. Very cool. All right. So if somebody's interested or wants to get in touch with you, where do we send them?
Easiest way is email Sherry@HamiltonWellnessResources.com or my cell phone, 850-232-5175.
You are brave. You are definitely an entrepreneur, just to throw the cell phone out there. So, all right. One more question, because I want to know what it's like to come on board with you. So walk me through a new client process.
Yeah. And our initial consultation is going to be, what do you want? What are your goals for your company? And how can I help you get there? Because quite honestly, if it's something that I can't help with, then I'm going to tell you I'm not the person for you. But most of the time, the issues that they're having are with their people. So we talk about what behaviors do we want to see changed? What systems do we need to put in place? And then if for some reason someone's not working out, how can we transition them out?
Very cool. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today. So you got your part over with now, right? You get to hang out. So, okay, Livy, let's get right into it. You've got something really cool. And we met a couple weeks ago at one of the networking events. And I'm absolutely amazed at how this product works. So let's tell the world.
Okay, I sure will. The company is called Prove It. We have the first exogenous ketone supplement ever. It was created by the Navy and Department of Defense. And
so you know it works.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Navy SEALs. And so what it is, it's a powder supplement. You put it in water, shake it up real well, and we can prove that you will be in ketosis within 59 minutes or less.
So what does being in ketosis mean?
Ketosis is burning fat instead of glucose for fuel. It gives you sustained energy. It's start burning fat. It's muscle sparing. It's truly an amazing product. It doesn't only just burn fat. It does a plethora of other.
It's like the super pill thing, isn't
it? It is. Yeah. It makes a superhuman out of you.
That's awesome. We can say that, right? Yeah, totally.
Amen. Yes.
These comments are not licensed by the FDA or something. It's some kind of slogan. You're my HR person right now. Help me out. So how did you learn about, how did you get into this?
Well, a friend of mine had made a post on Facebook. I just had to retire from my full-time job because I have arthritis in my hands. I have no cartilage in my joints and had to retire because I just was wearing out my bones. And about a month after I retired, I noticed this comment that she had. She was so excited about this new product coming out on the market. And I inquired, being a thin person, I knew that the fat loss would not behoove me. So I got my son to climb on board because he has some weight issues, mm-hmm. and he was all in. And I myself, wanting to, of course, promote the product, wanted to take it and was taking 20 ibuprofen a day. I now take none. I'm not allowed to say, but the swelling inside your body calms down quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it really helped me out tremendously.
Not to mention, but that much ibuprofen on your stomach has got to do to
and
you.
And your liver. And
yeah.
It was horrible, yeah. But that was the only way I could get by a day.
Yeah.
So, and you know, prescription pain medication too. So yeah. This is just,
and you're not taking any more of that and stuff.
If I have a rough day, like I worked in the yard or something like that, I may take a half of a prescription pain pill, but no, I do not take ibuprofen or anything anymore. I found that if I have a headache, I hydrate, mm-hmm. and you know, that really helps tremendously.
I think it's like 98% of all headaches are caused by dehydration in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's amazing, and people don't realize it. But, you know, I'm always pushing it. Drink water if they say they have a headache.
Yeah.
Because I'm done with the ibuprofen.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I just can't put
it's
it
like
in
me.
Stomach.
I ate too much Cool Whip when I was a kid. I can't have any more. Okay, so you found the stuff, you took it, you realized it was doing a lot more than just weight loss.
Right.
And so you're like, I'm on board, and now here you are. Are you the only provider here in the area?
No, I'm not. There are actually, at the moment that I know of, there's four other promoters here and one getting ready to climb on board. So we are still looking for partners to join us. It's a fantastic opportunity. It has helped out so many people that, you know, just to make you better all the way around, financially, health-wise.
Sure.
It's great. I was in another network marketing sales, and I actually left that company to join this one. I was so impressed, and right. I joined the company before it actually went public in September. So we're really not that old.
Yeah, just out of the gate, huh?
Yep, we sure are.
Is this an all natural thing?
It's all natural, every bit of it.
So if somebody doesn't understand really what ketones are or a ketogenic lifestyle, how do you educate them? Like, is there I know there's a Google site. There's got to be,
of
right?
Course.
Yeah, you can Google it, but
yes.
Go ahead. Is there plenty of information out there to really figure out what this is?
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage people to Google ketones and cancer, ketones and Alzheimer's, ketones, and they use it with epilepsy patients. They use a ketogenic lifestyle. If there's children that need to be on the ketogenic lifestyle, they can actually take this product instead of fighting with them to eat the way they need to on a ketogenic diet. They can take this within 59 minutes. They'll be in ketosis. And the parent doesn't have to worry about when they're at school and not eating correctly and possibly having a seizure. So it's awesome for children and adults as well.
Yeah. And Sherry, you were sharing with us that you've seen some of this firsthand. Is that correct?
That's
That's correct. One of my neighbors, her child has actually pretty much been cured, not through the medication, but through that type of diet.
Yeah.
And it's a supplement.
Yeah. Very cool. So let's talk about, because it's all natural, anyone can take it, right? Whether you have a condition or don't have a condition. I mean, it's just a healthy habit to get into. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We, in from mothers, expectant mothers.
That was going to be my next question.
Okay. Expectant mothers from 100 down to infancy, they can, of course, you know, they would get it through the mother's breast milk. But actually, children, babies are born into ketosis, and there's ketones in mother's milk. That's how healthy this is.
Right.
So they developed this product so we could take it exogenously, in other words, orally, and start the ketose without having to go through the ketogenic diet, which sometimes takes quite a while to get into ketosis that way.
Yeah. So let's talk about the other two really big ones out there, like ADD and ADHD. Does this help facilitate any kind of smoothing over with those?
Oh, it sure does. Parents are seeing a totally different child after they start giving them this supplement.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sweet, so the kids like it. If they don't, you can put it in a drink that they will drink, making sure it's sugar-free, of course.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of different ways you can give it to your child. You can put it in some applesauce or something like that.
So it's flavorless? The powder that it is flavorless?
No, it's actually has a bit of a sweet flavor. We came out with a 3.0 that is a chocolate flavor, which is my favorite by far now. The ketones do have a flavor to them that isn't very appealing, so they flavor it.
Sure.
But everything's all natural with that, of course, too. But it is a fantastic product. Our other product kind of tastes like an orange dreamsicle. So the kids usually love that.
Like,
and now
cream,
they love
soda, dude.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
So how long have they been researching this stuff before? Because you guys have just come to market publicly, right?
Right.
So how long have they been in market total? Do you know?
Well, with our company, it's been since about May. And, of course, the research was going years before that.
Right.
But it was developed down at South Florida University, South Florida, I'm sorry. And our headquarters are in Dallas in Louisville, Kentucky. So you can tell I'm from Louisville, by the way. I said that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. By all means. But how does it come packaged?
It comes in a tub, a 30-day tub, or you can buy on-the-go packs where you can just take it with you daily, pour it in your bottle of water, shake it up real good, and drink it.
And you only need one thing at one package a day? Or
I only take one package a day. Some people take more. Some people take up to three. It depends. If you work out, a lot of the people that work out
right.
take it much more than once, you know, a day. They'll take it before their workout, about 30 minutes before. It is muscle sparing, so it's a, you know, great product for people that work out as well.
Does it help keep your energy up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing the energy you get from it. Mm. And it's natural. You know, it's not like you get that high caffeine buzz and then crash.
Right.
It
like my Snickers?
Yeah, exactly.
So if I want to, can people try this before they buy it? I mean, do you guys have a program within that?
We do. You can actually come to one of our tastings that we have. Just contact me at www.libbykingproveitnow.com, or you can call me at 850-417-0940, and I'll tell you when the next mixer is, or you can buy a sample pack on my website.
Which is just, is it just one, or is it?
No, you get three packages for $15.
Okay. And you're saying you'll see results within the first, your first, I guess dose is probably the wrong word to use, but it's from the first time you take it. Is that
right? Right. You can actually get a keto stick from the pharmacy. Sticks, I'm sorry. They come about 30 to the pack. You actually do a urine test and do it before you take the ketones, and then about an hour later, test it again, and it will prove that you are in ketosis within that 59 minutes. Wow. And we say 59 minutes because if you want to test your blood, you can usually do that within 20 minutes, and you'll be in ketosis.
So is this affordable for the everyday person that, wants to do this?
It is. You also have to look at the pros and cons of, are you going to buy a Starbucks or are you going to take something healthy today for that energy? You know, things like that.
Oof, what if we're doing both? Right?
Oh.
She just threw Starbucks on the table, man.
No, you don't need the Starbucks after you take this.
Nice. I just like the flavor of coffee.
Well, then you can drink the
coffee. And Drew likes creamsicle popsicles. So.
Well, there you go. We also have a keto cream that you can make a bulletproof coffee with now. Instead of having to carry around the coconut oil and the cream and the butter, you just pour it in the coffee, stir it up. Oh, but it is. I really thought it was weird when I heard it.
Yeah.
Try it sometime. Yeah. It's good. It's good. It really is.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I'll try it.
All right. Well, one more time, let's give them the website where they can contact you and get some more information.
Okay. It's www.libbyking.proveit. That's PRUVITnow.com.
Very cool. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, Keith.
I hope you have one with you because I might have to finagle one out of you. If not,
I'll bring you one.
I'll be here tomorrow. You can bring me
one. I'll bring you one. Promise.
Okay. I'm holding you to it.
Okay. We're also having a mixer tomorrow night that you can come to.
Well, where?
It's going to be at the Cactus Cantina on 12th Avenue, right across from the airport. I'd love for all of you to come.
Very
cool. I like that place.
All right, man. You're up. I've been waiting weeks to get you in here, man.
It's all about timing, right?
Yeah, that's it. So, Drew and I just did a webinar, I guess is what it was, right? But it was sort of set up sort of live TV stuff.
It was different. It was cool.
Talking about our worlds of podcasting and digital media. And so here you are. Tell me about Residual Income Pros.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I certainly didn't know that I always wanted to get into digital marketing and building residual income. For me, as a college student, I was a public relations major. So I knew that social media was really trending and digital media and things like that. And so towards my maybe sixth year of college, I kind of had to.
I'm with you. I'm with you, man. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. We're here.
It's all right.
And during that time, as a senior in college, I'd always really saw what my dad did. He really worked hard for the family and always had a food for us and roof over our head. And I saw how hard he worked, and he worked for a corporate company. And after 10 years with this one company, he got laid off. And I was just thinking, like, do I graduate college and then go do the same thing that he did, work up the ladder to be laid off one day? So I knew kind of at that point, finishing up college, that I wanted to be a business owner, but I didn't know how to get started. So if I wanted to be a business owner, I thought, where do they hang out? So I started going to networking groups. And I met a gentleman by the name of Dan Vega. I think that you've had him on the show.
I think we have. I think we've got history. We've done lots of events together.
Great guy. And so after 10 minutes of hearing him talk at this networking group, I was just blown away because I learned more from him in 10 minutes than I did my whole term in college. And so I knew
tell the colleges that, by the way.
Hey, well, anyway, so I knew that I wanted to mentor into this guy. So I quite literally just asked him if I could learn from him. And for whatever reason, he said yes. But during that first year, I wasn't going to make a lot of money. However, at the end of it, if I showed some value, we would maybe start something together. So I interned for him for a year, and this guy is just a brilliant guy. He's from Los Angeles, but he has a vacation home in Perdido Key, and he was doing seminars 45 weeks out of the year at the time. And so I was kind of following him around, and we were doing these seminars and things, and he made such an impact on people's lives. However, he had no online presence, like zero, like less than zero, if that's possible. And I was like, dude, we got to get you online, man. Like we got to stop, you know, for lack of better words, working so hard for all the content that you have. And so, that's kind of where this whole thing came about. We started creating online courses and digital content, which turned into a podcast and webinars and those sorts of things. And, as it worked very successfully, I was like, the aha moment came, and sure. I was like, man, I could probably do this for other people. And so that's kind of where we are today with the Residual Income Pros is we create digital content for business leaders, entrepreneurs, and even professionals who want to supplement their income through online content, whether that is like a course or a podcast or webinar or ebook or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's certainly not where I thought I was going to be, but I'm loving every minute of it and learning every day. That's for sure.
Yeah. What a long, strange trip it's been, right?
It happened.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about some of the advantages of digital marketing over traditional marketing.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So
other than the obvious.
Yeah. Well, I think traditional marketing is kind of I like to call it a gunslinger approach, where you have a brand and you slap it on a billboard or a commercial or, you know, maybe a radio ad, and you're just hoping that somebody's going to drive by and see your ad or your brand, and they're going to stop by yep. and buy something from you. And I think that is just out today because people's attention spans are, what is like 6 seconds these days, like the time of a goldfish or something like yeah. that, 2 seconds.
yeah, and I think I heard this morning you get hit, the average person gets hit between 500 and 3,000 advertisements a day.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I believe that. And so whereas digital marketing kind of contrasts is you're building a brand, but you're creating a community and you're building your tribe, so to speak. And so you have this engaging content, and that's really what the internet's all about today is content. We can learn anything that we want to on the internet if we have the resources to go and find it. So, you know, building your tribe is so huge. And then from there, you have your target market. You know who your super user is going to be. And if you're delivering valuable content to them, they're probably going to buy something from you.
Right.
So you're spending your advertising dollars in a very strategic sort of way, instead of just slapping it on an ad somewhere and hoping that people are going to, you know, come and buy something from you.
Yeah. So what if I have my own content? Do you still work with that, or do you guys Absolutely. Create from scratch?
Absolutely. So we work with either kind of client. Some people do have, you know, they're an empowerment coach or a professional speaker, and they say, hey, I have all this content. I need something to do with it. Whereas other people we work with, maybe they've been a vet in sales or business, or, you know, maybe like a CPA where they've been doing it. They've hit the payment and they have a lot of value to give. Now they just need to figure out how to put it all together. And so that's something that we work with them, and we figure out what their goals are and what they're looking to get out of it. And we put it all together in a package for them.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just say I'm somebody who's really hasn't wrapped my head around what you've got going on, or even the fact of digital marketing yet. What is a perfect client for you?
The perfect client for me is someone who knows where they want to go. Maybe they've been in the field for 20, 30 years, and they're looking to maybe have that nest egg for retirement. Or maybe they're a professional speaker who they are traveling across the country, and they're, you know, paying for flights and room and board and lodging and, you know, room expenses and all these other things. And they just need to supplement that. But I think most importantly, I think when we think of residual income, we think of retirement, or maybe you're a young entrepreneur and you want to start a business, or just an entrepreneur at heart. And we think that starting something new or retiring is $100,000 or $1 million. But really just retiring or starting your own thing is only a matter of covering your expenses or your bills.
Right.
You know, you might have $2,500 or $3,000 in bills per month. And the perfect client is someone who just wants to supplement that, and to where they can get out of their full-time career and work on what they love. That's kind of the perfect client for us.
Yeah, perfect. No pun intended, but let's face it. For those that have been, and this is why I love what you do, because we do some of the same Definitely. Stuff here, obviously here with Business Radio X. But yeah. when you have spent so long in an industry, you gather some really good hands-on expertise, right? You've spent 15 years in HR, and here you are starting your own company, right? Because you have some things that aren't in the textbooks, right? And in a lot of what you guys do, and in how I see some of this playing out in the digital market, is that people pay for that kind of expertise, and they would like to be able to consume it at a rate that they can consume it
Absolutely.
At, right? On demand, in my car, when I'm at home, late at night, sort of that 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. kind of game of learning stuff. Definitely. Well, I'm the guy that has some of that expertise, right? So now I call Drew, and then you guys get together and really work it and make it so it's tailored and sounds good and produced and all that. And then the guy who has the expertise now has something that he can sell. Is that correct?
Tangible, yep.
Yeah. So I think with this day and age, because it's everybody's an expert at something. Whether you think you are or not, you are. Even if it's goofing off or sitting in your underwear playing on the computer, right? Mm-hmm. You're an expert at something. Everybody's got some form of message. And in this day and age, we are able to actually facilitate that. And you're able to help somebody somewhere in this world.
Definitely. Well, the power of the internet is just, I think people undermine it because, you know, nothing against traditional education, but in this day and age, we learn what we want to learn.
Yeah.
We go get what we want to get. And so for me, you know, learning all these different things in public relations was great, but maybe I only want to learn this one specific thing. Maybe I only want to learn Twitter, or maybe I only want to learn Facebook Live. There's a course for that somewhere out there on the internet. And so today's world, we want to learn at our own rate, at our own pace, and for things that we want to put our money towards.
Yeah.
So this is one way that people can do that from both sides of the table.
Yeah. And I think they need to be told that. Like, a lot of people don't realize that they had, like, I didn't realize it honestly until I had watched you and Dan do a couple of things. And I was like, oh, you know, I probably got some good nuggets of information up here in my head. Right. And so, man, to find out you can make money on that. That, mm-hmm. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Enough that maybe I don't have to work this job that I don't really like working, that I've gained all this expertise on. But, you know, it's very feasible these days to actually make a living doing this.
And I think the coolest thing is, just for example, working with Dan, like I said, he was traveling 45 weeks out of the year. Well, he had this course called the Elite Millionaire Course, and it was very high level content, a 5-day course, you know, 40 hours of training, and it was $6,000 for a seat.
Ooh.
And he would have, I mean, he would
yeah,
have
he was filling them up, wasn't
100
he?
100 to 200 students in a room, and it was unbelievable. However, you know, a lot of people can't afford that. I couldn't afford that. And so being able to put his content online, we didn't have to rent a room. We didn't have to fly anywhere. We didn't have to pay for hotels. So that's all overhead that we were able to cut down. And in turn, we were able to drop the rate on that to under $1,000 for the same exact course by putting it online. So you're really able to affect a lot more people by doing things online.
Yeah. Yeah. You've opened your market because instead of just being local, now you can be worldwide really
Absolutely.
Quick. So, all right, man. So if, I know that you guys work with a lot of startup people, and I know that you're in this world of creating content and helping people create content, but if someone wants to start their own business or someone wants to get into this, what do you tell them?
Definitely.
Other than call me, right? Yeah.
Well, first off, I want to tell them to find what they're passionate about. You know, even if they've been in something for 20 years, just because they know a lot about it doesn't mean they're going to be great at teaching it. So find what you're passionate about, even if that's like wakeboarding. I don't know. Be the best wakeboarder out there.
Right.
And because you love it, it's going to flow. You know, so I think find your passion is going to be number one. And then let's talk about what the best avenue is for you, whether that's maybe you're a face person, so webinars might be your thing, or maybe you're a behind the scenes kind of guy, but you have a great voice. Maybe a podcast is for you, and you can just go from there, really.
Yeah. So if I'm working with you and I'm looking at this stuff and you know I'm going to spend some money getting all this together. I mean, let's face it, you're here to make a living.
Sure.
I'm here to make a living, and everyone else is there to make a living, but. Is this a business or is this an investment?
Yeah, well, I think that first off, what you put in is what you're going to get out. So if you put in a little bit of effort, yeah, it's going to pay you like a hobby. So we like to tell our clients that you're not just investing with us, you are creating a business. So if you put in an hour a week to this investment, then yeah, it's going to pay you like you're working an hour a week. A lot of people think even with, you know, your radio show here that you just sit on the radio and the rest comes,
right?
You know,
right.
It's more than this 45 minutes of time, and what you put in on the back end. So, you know, creating content is huge, but at the same time, once you've created a piece of content and people enjoy that, what are they going to do? They're going to look for more. So it's definitely, being a lifelong learner, as a client and, knowing what you can provide for your tribe is also important. So the gradual learning and treating it like a business is definitely huge for us.
All right. So real quick, because I love the subject of content, because my first thing I always hear is, oh, we don't need that, right? Okay. And I'm not of the PR and radio world, and I didn't, you know, study any of that stuff. I mean, I came from a culinary career, right?
Sure.
My whole life was content, and I didn't even realize it. But it was content in, like, my last meal, right? And mm-hmm. you were only as good as your last meal. Everybody needs content in some way, shape, or form, because no longer are the days, like you were saying, of this traditional advertising where your name's up there and, you know, oh, call the number, right? There's a couple big brands left that do that because they invoke some kind of feeling, but the rest of us really have to find a way to relate to people, right? And the content is that piece of it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's in my world, it's huge. You're in HR, so obviously it has to be well written, but it's content.
It's
right?
all about the people and the communication.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what you're doing with the ketosis stuff, I mean, you're on an education piece.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, but at the same time, it's not just this word. It's what all this does, right? And
exactly.
there's all your content. So
exactly.
I had no idea how flooded we really are and how much we need to be, because
definitely.
You have to be educated on who you are.
Sure.
So let's talk about some people that I've noticed over the course real quick. So let's say I'm an HVAC guy, or let's say I'm a bug guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of content do I need?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's tons. So, you know, we live in Florida. There's lots of bugs, you know, so just taking the Terminator, approach, you know, educating people on what kind of bugs are out there, what could be in your walls and DIY ways that maybe you could treat that.
Yeah.
For HVAC, maybe it could be times to run your AC and times not to. And creating that content establishes you as the leader in your industry. So the more content you're putting out and the more things that you're able to help somebody with on the surface level, when they do have a problem, they're going to say, oh, I remember that guy, the HVAC guy from that was telling me about my AC. I'm going to call that guy to come fix my stuff.
Yeah.
So that's really what content can do. And we all know, hopefully, that Google loves content.
Yeah, right.
So the more content you're putting out there, the higher they're going to drive you on the search engines. And I will just add one thing to that, is that video is king these days. Google and Facebook loves video. They're driving it up. Obviously, Google owns YouTube.
Yep.
So if you create a little YouTube channel on maybe, you know, Sherry, for your HR tip of the day, it could be a 30, 45 minute little video blog. The more you post that, the more your clientele or small business owners might see that, and they're going to turn to you whenever they're ready for an HR person.
Yeah.
And so those are just a couple of
By the way, we'll be invoicing you for that idea later. I'll take 20%, Drew. No. But you're right, and it's true, and it's everywhere you look, and until somebody says something, I think you don't even realize it, but
sure.
But here it is. So where can we get in touch with you, man, to
Absolutely.
Help us build some content?
Man, we could probably talk for days.
And we really could, couldn't
after
we?
After this. But you can find my website at theresidualincomepros.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. Use it all the time, at Drew Pemberton. And those are the best two ways to get a hold of me.
Did you see the Microsoft purchase of LinkedIn?
Like $24 billion, man.
Yeah. Did you see the Microsoft purchase of Skype?
I didn't.
We are about to have, they are creating like the most powerful business to business sales platform ever made, dude. Ever made. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, so
it's connecting business people. That's great.
That's it. Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming and hanging out today. I know it makes my afternoon a lot more fun.
Definitely.
So.
Well, we
should
appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do. So you guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook. And you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, thank all of our guests for coming out today. It's been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.